Now entering Nerdist.com. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Go.
Hello.
Hello.
You're chipper for the how silent that room was for both of us.
Oh my God, that was brutal.
It was brutal. We both just did Josh and Josh. And that show can be hit and miss. They're politely listening.
Yeah.
But they are, there's a lot of sort of leaning in and smiling in a very dark room.
I wonder, was it a lot of comics who may have seen us?
That set?
Or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell. Because I don't think so. I think it was just that they were listening. And I did that thing that I don't enjoy ever doing, which is commenting on it.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
It never helps.
It never helps.
I know. It's hard. It's tempting. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to sometimes. And I mostly refrain from it. So.
All right. So I got home. I got here right before you did.
Yep.
And Kyle was on the way. And I guess I let a June bug in the house. Because my son, who is on crutches and hasn't moved all day, screamed and hobbled into my mom's room. Because,
to cower in a corner?
Yes,
because of
a flying June bug. Now, so he's trapped right there. That's this whole drama. That's why he's a few minutes late with your water. And do I go back in the house and tell him, because I haven't seen the June bug.
Right.
I don't know if it existed.
Right.
Do I say, oh. Because he's on an opiate, by the way.
Yeah.
On a painkiller. Do I tell him it left and just lie and just say I got it out and be the hero?
Right. And then if it shows up in the night, oh, another one must come in. That's exactly what you do. Because otherwise he won't be able to get to sleep.
That's true.
And you don't want to spend.
I will say that Jackie killed it.
You throw me under the bus and say, Jackie, shoot it out. It came out with her.
I will.
And say that when he yelled, close the door, was that what he was yelling about?
Yeah, he's very paranoid about bugs getting in the house.
Well, that'll happen.
There you go.
Bugs are hard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So men are hilarious.
This is a very interesting day.
This day.
So this is Thursday, and this thing's coming out on Monday. So I don't know what's going to happen over the weekend.
Sure, there's at least two or three more.
There's at least five more Medium posts that are going to be uploaded to blow
everyone's
minds.
I think it was on Refinery.
Minds.
I think it's on Refinery.
Yes.
And
so Arden Mirren wrote about...
Who, by the way, I don't know if she's ever been a comic
she
of the
has
week.
A while ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah.
And she's very funny.
Yeah.
And offstage, enormously nice person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
So she wrote, I guess she was, it's weird because when I read the article, I didn't know who she was talking about.
No.
And then when I did, I was like, oh, I read it differently when I knew the guy she was talking about.
Right.
She described a horrible intro where it's just basically.
Just really bad hosting.
Yeah. Just
is what
imagine
that was.
This person, our next comedian's a woman, you know, you could titty fuck her or whatever it is.
Right.
It was
you're going to want to jizz all over her breasts.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
it was
literally
that graphic.
No, he said the word jizz.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, oh, dude. And.
Well, and.
So.
And so
I was surprised when I found out who it was, yeah. Quite honestly.
When I read it, and probably every female comic that read it, we all have at least 15 guys that have done something almost exactly
varying
like
degrees,
that.
Varying degrees of that.
Yes, degrees of it. And so I was like, oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
And the way she described how she felt, I was like, yep, 100%.
Right. Essentially.
Stamp of approval every paragraph.
Yeah.
But then... When I realized who it was, the show was a roast, kind of like some kind of comedy. It's called Comedy Knockout, I haven't done it.
I don't know what that is, because he came forward and said
yeah,
that was me,
and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I apologized in an email, and it was a roast. I didn't know that it was going to be that bad. Even though it was really bad.
It's like the way the world is right now. You know, it's hard to joke about sexism because The Handmaid's Tale was made when there was no way that was going to seem possible. Now it's like parts of it seem like it's going to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, it's it feels dangerous right now to be female.
Right. I was talking to Laura House, and she said, you know, it's only been a year and a half where we've actually got to say things out loud without the next line being, oh, and don't hit me. You know, where you're just like, hey, I'd appreciate you not doing that. And don't fucking punch
me. There's always been like this vague feeling of that sexism is there. But if you call it out, you're a bitch.
You don't get the joke.
And that wasn't that guy. And so you're not all men or all that kind of stuff. And now it's like, no, it's a lot. And
it's constant.
It's constant. But, and just calling it out doesn't mean it's done. Just like Obama didn't end racism when he was elected president. So that article, what she wrote, really, everything felt, I was like,
it was this, kind of amazing because I've not read an article like that, which was
describing the feeling of that.
Right. And no. Two things. First of all, know that I know that men do this to other men too, mm-hmm. where they, a guy like that, and it's not him, it's just a guy in that situation where whether or not it's a roast or if it's just a regular show where it's a bad hosting moment.
Right.
Someone has decided to joke introduce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't do it. Credits, your next performer, name.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, that's the whole program. Get the fuck out of the way.
In a real roast, you know, not the Comedy Central roast, but real roast is people that know each other really well and have permission to say the most vicious possible things. And so, like an intro,
and they go
like
up
that,
as a pair, and they go up together.
Well, like on a dais, if they're on a dais, like I'm thinking of Dean Martin and stuff.
Right.
But you know each other. And so, again, like, you know, I could totally see a situation where I'm going to play a really sexist comic and I'm going to give you a terrible intro. But heads up, I'm doing it. So you can prepare and have something to say back if you want. Or, hey, you drove all the way out here. Do you mind if I do this? And if you don't, you know, I won't. You do your normal set.
Mike Lawrence told me that because he won some of those roast battles.
Yeah.
We're getting way off what I was going to say. But what Mike Lawrence was said that he will go and he'll talk to the person he's going to roast and say, what's off limits? You got kids?
Right.
You got a wife? You got a dog you like a lot? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then he'll say what he doesn't want. And then there is an agreement that happens. This was not that situation.
Yeah.
So,
no.
I mean, maybe I haven't done that show, so maybe he or the people that are producing it assumed that she was familiar with it.
Well, I don't know that was everybody introduced as
no
this
idea.
Fat fuck is next.
Yeah.
And you're going to like him because I just butt fucked him.
Yeah, yeah,
which is literally what a guy like that would say about another guy.
Right.
And what that is in a regular situation, what people should know.
Even that's
in
not
a
the
regular
same as
stand-up,
saying it about
no,
a woman.
Well, in a regular stand-up situation, when you dig that hole and then say, and now Jim Brown, mm-hmm. That guy has to climb out of that fucking hole, get everybody on. And that's what she pointed out in the article.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that she started out, which happens in every job.
Well, first,
right?
when you go out on stage as a female comic, you're starting in a hole.
Well,
unless you're
supposedly
famous.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of are for a little. I mean, maybe not Los Angeles that much, but in other parts of the country, you are.
There's just like
you're standing in a ditch,
right?
And you
remember,
have to climb out.
Yeah, in most of the '90s, just literally, dudes just looking at me and going, well, what's this going to be?
Yeah.
Who said she could talk? It's
right.
That kind of bullshit.
And we've all had the guy intro you and make it worse. It's because it's funny, the responses to that article where every female comic were like, who the fuck is this? No one, you know, it resonated with all of us.
Right.
Because we've all been.
And I got a deluge of text messages and messages going, oh my God, this guy did this. This is how I was introduced in the middle of Nebraska. This is how I was introduced down in Covina.
Yeah.
This is how I was introduced in this place. And it just stacked on top of each other. And then a guy said, I'm never working with that guy again. And I said, well, I don't know. I think he was, I think it's a situation where if you scratch underneath that guy's jackassery, I think there is an adult man.
Sure.
I know him. As opposed to other guys who do that shit.
And also, I think there are, he, you know, some people are unprepared for the response that their thing is going to, you know.
Well, except for that there's a million dudes who have introduced me, like people at work.
Right. But,
hey, your next comic is Jackie Cation.
Right, I know.
And then, yeah. And so it's that. So but I would say this is, I don't want to raise every fucking guy like he's a baby
right,
bird.
Exactly.
You know, every fucking, why do I have to hand
feed? Yeah, your mom should have done that. Your dad should have done that.
And so... It's fun. I mean, but I said, well, I would cut him some slack. And this guy said, this comic was like, well, you're being really nice about this. And I said, yes, and I am the last generation that will be. So look
you're
forward
right.
to that.
I mean, the other thing is I'm like, maybe I'm so used to this stuff that I'm like, ah,
you are.
Please.
You are. We're both inured
right.
to it.
We
you're
are
like,
the last generation that's like, ugh, I've had worse.
Yeah. And some guy tweeted at me. He was like, she should have come back with a zinger. And I said, hey, Monday quarterback, why don't you... not tell what should have happened and do stand-up comedy for 11 years. Why don't you do that? And then tell me what you would have done in that same situation.
Zinger comics. And there's plenty of really great comics that are terrible at crowd work and only do their material.
Right.
You know?
And sometimes when someone says something, like if you get punched in this, if you have the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah.
Try to come with a comeback.
Yeah.
That's almost, I mean, and not expecting it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what comedy knockout is.
That's not necessarily her comedy persona. I mean, this isn't Lisa Lampanelli you're going after. This is Arden, and her personality isn't like that. So it's not her nature to go on the attack.
I do love his Gene Hackman joke.
What?
He does a lot of sort of performance arty kind of stand-up.
Yeah.
Like he does like he puts some sign up at Whole Foods coming at the Best Buy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did a Gene Hackman. He did. I love his Gene Hackman bit.
Yeah, that's what
but it's not
I think
straight stand up.
Yeah. So he's doing a character, and I don't think he realized how close that character was to, you know, it's like
people's
doing
actual
an impersonation
lives.
Of a rapist near a rape victim, like.
Right.
Okay. That
or
might, you might ha- be doing
he's
a great
being
impersonation,
a racist
but...
in front of a person of color.
Well, they never do that.
And, well, that's because
yeah,
that's because even
yeah,
that
no one ever does that.
Because
I mean,
to
I'm
picture
saying, like,
he can't substitute the word black for woman because he doesn't think of women as people and he doesn't think of black people as
well,
people.
No,
but
people,
he knows that it's not okay.
People
to
are
do
okay
that
with sexism
people.
In a way. They're not comfortable being okay with racism.
Yeah.
In overtly, you know what I'm saying? Like they wouldn't. I don't think anyone
as
would.
Generalization.
Do a
yes.
character where they're bringing up a black comic without telling them, hey, I'm going to call you the N-word. And, you know, like that just wouldn't happen. But
it totally wouldn't happen.
So, you know, and because there's this casual attitude towards it, that's why it felt, I'm sure, incredibly 100% real to her and not like a parody whatsoever.
Yeah. What did
you know?
It wasn't Emily Mann Mills and it wasn't Emily Heller. It might have been Eliza Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
Started with an E but it was one of the tweets that came from it. And it was just they said like the guy introducing her said, this next comic has a pussy you're going to want to totally eat out. And you're like, and your next comic. And you're like, well, what is she going to do her really interesting jokes about dogs then? How are you supposed to get into like any sort of stand up from that introduction?
Right.
That's insane. It's and for anybody to think that makes sense is just someone saying, I need to get one more laugh before I get off.
Yeah.
Or I need to throw this person into a hole.
Again, and
so I'm uncertain what they're doing.
But those comics we're talking about are guys that are actually you know, there's a certain kind of male comic that when they're hosting, they'll do that to everybody. And then I think this person that she didn't mention, so I don't want to. You know, his life's already hell right now. But I mean, he, like I was saying, he does do characters and he does kind of weirdo stuff. That's not, he's not in that sort of tradition of comic.
He's
but
not
he was
set
almost
a punch guy at all.
Pretending to be like that. And either his parody wasn't gross enough so that it wasn't over the top enough.
It wasn't big
it
enough.
It was so much like how so many female comics have been introduced and so much like how many situations we all have to climb out of that, you know, what she wrote was was 100% real
and
know?
Super sane.
Yeah.
And not, and And I know that there's a lot of money in this. There's so much money in every single one of these.
What?
Like the Me Too thing. Everyone's like,
oh, right.
Those median.
Well, the thing is a lot. This isn't staying within comics. A lot of famous people read that thing and started tweeting about it, and so. And I'm like, why am I worried about him? Am I, you know, Hannah Gadsby's like, I fuck people's, you know, a guy's reputation. But I do, what I know from this guy, I think he was trying to do a character thing. And it was,
yeah, I'm
going
to need a big hat.
Some regular douchebag.
Just wear, yeah, he's not a regular. And we've all known
him. We know a lot. We know so many guys like this. That's why.
Who are just thoughtless. It felt so resonant. It's just thoughtlessness. It isn't, I don't think it was cruel. I think it was thoughtlessness, and he genuinely thought he was being funny, except for that maybe now he won't do it again.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, don't know that
the lyric canceled the show. The show's not going to be at the Lyric anymore.
Lyric Hyperion is actually quite good about that sort of thing. They had another situation where they're like, what's happening? We don't need that fuckwit.
Yeah.
And so they kind of wrapped it up. Yeah, it's a really good venue. But
that was all this afternoon.
It was all this afternoon. Man. And then Monday I was in a green room?
Yeah.
And there were three comics talking about how the Hannah Gadsby thing wasn't stand-up. And I was like,
which green room were you in?
It was just a bar.
Oh, okay.
It was a bar gig.
Yeah.
And they were all much younger comics that I don't know, a couple of them from New York. And I could hear sort of what they were saying. So I went overbought. You know, I don't know what.
I'm obsessed with people's impressions of that special. It's so interesting to me. In fact, I was searching Twitter for it. I accidentally just tweeted Nanette. I was actually searching for it. And then people started responding. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anyone. I was searching and I fucked up like Anthony Weiner. I'll just leave it out there. It looks like I loved it. I mean, I did, but it was just,
laugh from Kyle.
There's no point in, I just
don't
said the
back,
word Nanette.
She needs the volume. And I would say this is that I ended up getting into it with the guys. And I was just like, they said, well, it just isn't stand up. And I said, why? Because it's not set a punch. And they said, yeah. I said, so it's more storytelling, kind of like Louis C.K. or Chappelle
or Birbiglia
or a thousand other guys that are is that stand up? And they're like, no. And they backpedaled. They were like, it's super powerful.
Yeah.
But it wasn't stand up. And I said, so are those guys stand up? They're like, yeah, they're stand up. And I said, okay, so what did you want it? There was like, well, I just wanted it. It was angry and ranty. And I said, oh, so you don't like Bill Burr or Doug Stanhope?
Oh.
And they said, no, those guys are great. I love those guys. Those guys are really funny. And I said, is that stand-up? And they're like, yeah. And I said, so was it just not big enough? Did you want more physical, like Dane Cook or Kevin Hart or like Dice Clay? And they said, well, I don't like those guys. And I said, but is that stand-up? And they go, yeah, it's stand-up. And I said, so even if you don't like what someone's doing, it's still stand-up if it's a man? Because you might want to look into that. And literally one of the guys goes, Christ. And which made me think about the damn baby bird thing. Because I'm like, I don't want to have to do this one fucking dude at a time.
You're going to have to convert every comic.
I'm bored. Wow. I'm bored and irritable at the same time, which is almost impossible. Is that beardable? Beardable. I'm irritable. What? I can't put earboard. Earboard. Whatever it is, it's dumb. And and then I went on the road this weekend. You were at Acme.
Yeah.
Get this. I just texted because you did back to back.
What?
Attic.
Yes.
Acme.
Yes.
I was slightly jealous. So I called Acme and I was like, can I have a week? And he gave me a week. And
oh, then that's cool.
And then I texted the attic and I was like, can I have the week before that? And
man,
he said, yes.
You know, you like to pretend that you're not competitive. This is ridiculous. Too bad your parents didn't get you into a sport.
You've released the inner competitiveness in me. But then get this, because I was talking to Lewis at Acme and neither of us could remember when I was last there, and I had to text him tonight and go, hey, I was there already this year.
I was there in February. Your name is on the stick-em. Yeah. You have to go in and fill it in.
I was there on February.
Yeah.
And so I just texted him today and I said, if you want to push me to next February, you can.
There's a wall on the
signing wall?
Yeah, where you sign a little rectangle with your name on it. And, you know, it's like Greg Giraldo's up there. Patton's up there a lot. And yeah. There's a lot of amazing names. It's kind of nice to have your name on that wall,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun. It was... It was a good weekend. It was really nice out. I had a really lovely time.
Oh, the weather was good?
I went to the Monte Carlo restaurant. Like, once I went there once, I'm like, I'm never not eating here.
It's a Lori Kilmartin kind of...
Amazing.
No, it is not. But good for you.
Yes, it is. The waitress brought out this bread and it was sourdough and it was like thick... it was like meat. It was meat bread. It was so good. It was so good.
The Monte Carlo is fine. The Monte Carlo is Dave Mortal swears by the meatloaf.
Yeah.
You're a simple woman of the people, Lori Kilmartin, and the Monte Carlo is there for you. There's so many great restaurants in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, there's the Monte Carlo.
And then there's also the Monte Carlo.
I tried to go to Moose and Sable or whatever
Sadie's.
The fuck it's called.
Moose
but
and
it's Sadie's. Yes, but it closes at 2:00 on the weekends.
Right.
And, I go to this pool, the Phillips Aquatic Center.
Yeah.
It's newly renovated.
Okay.
It's an indoor pool. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it.
There was a lap pool?
Yes. It's 25 yards, and it was pretty empty. Everyone's
nice.
Either outside or they don't know about the pool yet, but I was like, I kind of had it to myself.
July's a good time to go.
Yeah.
It's you could have walked around like Harriet, but... It's you don't want
Lake Harriet?
Lake Harriet.
Oh, Harriet?
Like yeah, Harriet, like Harriet the Spy?
Okay.
Yeah. And Lake Harriet's nice. There's ice cream.
Okay.
That's what I like about it. You go around
time.
It and then there's an ice cream shop.
Then there's that little corner store that was closed for a while. It reopened. It's mm-hmm. got plenty of stuff. I mean, I love that gig because you're in the town suites. You got a little store right there. Whole Foods is a couple blocks down.
Yeah.
You got a fridge in the hotel. You're right. Set, man.
Yeah, you are. You're set, and then you get
I wish
squares
that was
over at the club. You can
yes.
eat at the club.
Oh yeah, I wish it was a 2-week gig. That's
oh
the only
God.
Gig I like to be 2 weeks. What if you did 1 week crash and burn there, where you just did new material, and
yeah.
then the next week the same three headliners each did like 35 or something.
Oh my God.
Just like fucking murdered. Everyone murders.
Right. Go to the vault, do the crash and burn, and then do the vault,
yeah.
and then
or a little of both.
Yeah. If you wrote something, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Bridgeport, Connecticut, mm-hmm. the Stress Factory.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, so is that Vinnie Brand's room?
It is, but it's a new one in Bridgeport,
right,
Connecticut.
Right,
and I was there...
Does he have a phone
Maria.
Booth on the stage like he does in the New Brunswick room?
No, this is a 9 weeks open in a historical building, ceiling's too high. And I was talking to Mark, the manager, really good guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're thinking about getting giant swaths
of cloth. That's a great, I was just going to suggest that. That's
he said
a great
it was
idea.
$100,000. And I was like.
To get giant swaths of cloth?
I know. I was like, hey, I think there's a Michaels. Why don't you go to Joanne Fabric?
Oh my God, go to the Amish, get a couple quilts.
Yeah, just, well, yeah, that would be $100,000. But
wow.
It was interesting. Cesaria was there.
Jeff Cesario?
Yeah, Jeff Cesario was just hanging out.
Oh, wow.
In that
Does
town.
Does he live there?
No, well, I think there was some family thing happening.
Okay.
And so I mentioned to Lewis when I talked to him that Cesario, that I saw Jeff, who's from Wisconsin originally.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, he's doing stand-up again. I was like, yeah, it's nice when the guy goes from hipster to townie and then now tries to come back to hipster. Because
oh my man,
the band
you're
is
bad.
An executive producer. Why is it? This is what I do for a living. What does he?
Yeah.
What does he want to come take one of my weeks for? And Lewis goes, "You get plenty of weeks. You're fine.
You're right.
He is right.
Stay
is
away
right.
from my weeks."
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like because I was, you know, Carrie Snow had a stroke. And
oh
there's a
gosh.
GoFundMe for her if anyone could donate. She was a headliner in the late 80s. She headlined pretty quickly and went, she was like all over the place, the improv. She did all, I think she did the Tonight Show. She did, you know, Evening Improv, all that kind of stuff. And she was just a road headliner, really funny,
mm-hmm.
you know, ton of jokes.
Has she just
total,
been writing now?
Yeah.
What has she been doing?
I don't know. She's, I see her every once in a while, but yeah. But it's like.
But she had a little stroke, did she?
She did.
It's a minor, but obviously affected.
She's in recovery. But I mean.
Because now she needs to get physical therapy, right?
Yeah.
That's what the GoFundMe is for,
a
right?
lot of people don't have health insurance, you know?
No, no.
So, but it's just, you know, again, like when you look at careers and a lot of the guys, you know, are coming back and they're allowed to. Yeah. Where are the females that were? Where's Margaret Smith?
Yeah.
You know?
Even Sue Murphy.
I don't know if she wants to.
No, I'm always curious what Sue Murphy wants. I really, Sue,
God,
if you're out
funny.
There, if you're out there, Sue, email me. Jackie,
she's not
Jackie
listening
Cation.
To us.
She's totally not. And I fucking love Sue Murphy. She was yeah. one of the funniest comics in
well,
the whole wide world.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that, I
but
don't
there's
know.
Work, whatever. But, so here's what happened, though, in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Oh,
is
right.
I could, because of the vaulted ceiling, I couldn't hear myself. I got lost in that vortex.
Oh, no.
And it was going fine, right?
Yeah.
And you know, like when you're doing a set and you've almost fixed the timing? I
yes.
went over like 7 minutes. And
on how long of a set were you trying to do?
She likes me to do between 20 and 25.
Okay.
And I usually do like 23 to 25. Mm-hmm. I push it and I do it, right? Because I want to do the whole time.
Sure.
But I did 32. Which is kind of long because she's working on her brand new hour.
Right.
And they're perfectly set up if I did 22, 23 minutes. At 25, they're happy. I look like a genius. Get the fuck off. And at 32, I've milked a little bit of the goodwill
right.
from the audience.
Right.
And so I apologized. And then she... And
Maria, we're talking
to
about.
Maria Bamford. And she goes, yeah, that's great. It was a little long. And then the next day, she was like, which is good. I'm glad she said something, because if she would have said, no, that's all right.
Then you would have done 35.
I would have totally done 35 like an asshole. So I'm so glad that she spoke up and
yeah.
was like, no, but it is better if you stick to 25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh. And so the next night was in Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
And it was two shows. And, I did 21 the first show because I was panicking.
Oh, that, you guys in a theater?
Yeah, we were no, it was like, well, a rock venue.
And two shows?
Two shows.
Wow.
It was great.
Pack them both out?
Yeah, sold out both. It was great. And the second show, I just did 20 because I was panicking. You know,
yeah.
You panic. And I lost my watch. I didn't lose my watch. The battery died.
Yeah.
This is a great story, you guys. This is not a great story.
You just did this at Josh and Josh. Stop it. I'm wrapped.
You're wrapped. You're in.
Yes.
Okay, so I go to the Armenian strip mall in my neighborhood because I want a couple of Armenian foods.
Mm-hmm.
There's a butcher there. He makes very nice kofta. Those are meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the bakery. Makes very nice latmajun. I get some latmajun. I say to the latmajun guy, in this Armenian strip mall, there has to be a guy who can replace my watch battery. And he goes, yeah, go to the money laundering place. And he says money laundering. He means money lending. And I go in, and it's six of the most desperate looking Armenian immigrants you've ever seen in your life. And I'm like, hey, I need a new watch battery. And the guy takes my watch. He comes back and he says, it's $10.
That's nothing.
That's gougy.
Is it?
Yes. A watch battery is $1.50.
Yeah,
it should cost $3.50 for him to do it.
No,
it took
why?
12 minutes.
Why
12
would,
seconds.
I wouldn't get off my couch to open the door for $3.50 for you. He's opening your watch.
We do this for free.
He's doing
in your
doing
pajamas,
tiny,
granted.
Tiny work you need to be looking up close.
He said it was $10. I hand him
that's
$20.
That's a steal.
It was a steal because I gave him he goes over to the, he's like, you don't have exact change. And I said, I do not. And he goes over and the guy gives him $15 back. And then he hands me a 10. And I'm like, oh, I just tipped that guy $5. Good for me. So that's the end of that story. Anyway, but now I have my watch, and as I'm going on the road, this will have already dropped, but tomorrow I'm going to Orlando
yeah.
and Nashville with Maria.
Oh,
so,
man. Cool.
And I have my watch, so I'll be able to do my time like a person.
I'm going to be at Comic-Con this week. I have spots lined up from Tuesday through Saturday.
That's right. This will go up on Monday.
Right.
And then you're gone that whole week.
Gone the whole week. And
then you come back Saturday or Sunday?
I come back Saturday night. I'm doing some kind of private party Saturday night in Orange County.
Well, ew.
And well, I'm coming up from San Diego, so it's you're okay. Just gonna on the way home.
Just pull off the 5 and just do a set and keep
basically,
going?
Yeah.
Get the check before you go up.
It's cash.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Sunday, the 22nd, I'm doing a reading of Dead People Suck at Skylight Books.
Oh, nice.
In Los Angeles. And then that night, it's a 5 p.m. reading, and I'm on the 9:40 flight from Burbank to JFK to start my Montreal adventure.
Okay, well, then we have to figure out when to record the next one.
It'll have to be that Sunday.
Let's do Comic of the Week, because I think we're at 30 at least.
Oh my God. 49. If you only had that instinct on stage.
If I only, oh, you asshole. I was going to say, it's because I got my watch back. Anyway, so yeah, it's you just worked with her.
Linda Ahrens.
Linda Ahrens, AARONS 1, at Linda Ahrens 1 is.
At Minneapolis Comic.
I haven't seen her probably in 2 years.
She's really fun.
Was she hosting?
Yeah, she's hosting. And I've worked with her before when I was there. Or she's done sets on my shows.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's great. Really funny. Really funny joke writer.
Just
yeah.
And it's dry and it's pretty...
yeah, tight.
Tight mm-hmm. stuff, right?
Yep.
So Linda Ahrens, you guys. Get out there. And if you're in Minneapolis, she's hosting at Acme. At the very least.
Doing other things. You can find her, though.
Yeah, you can find her. She's probably got tape. on YouTube. And
hey, what's the deal with the dry bar? Have you seen, first of all, Brad, do you know Brad Upton?
Oh,
he's a Seattle guy. He's been doing comedy like 30 years.
Yeah.
He was headlining. Remember working with him like in Phoenix at The Last Laugh? He used to work. The Last Laugh was like Christine Torres, you know, like, and Joe Torres was a rapist and he went to prison.
Oh my God.
Do you remember this story?
Vaguely.
I think he assaulted a waitress or something.
Of course he did.
So, and then The Last Laugh in Portland turned into Harvey's.
Yeah.
Which I guess now is a new owner too, by the
right,
way.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, anyway, Brad Upton. The best guy. Nice guy. He was the headliner I shared a condo with. There's nothing weird. He was like super dorky. He was a runner.
Yeah.
He ran all the time. He was like totally devoted to his wife and kids. And he ended up just sort of staying. You know, there's always a point, especially in the 90s, of when do I move to LA? And some comics are like, I'm not going to. And Brad stayed in Seattle and sort of, you know, made life a You know,
like Kermit DePio.
Yes. He's doing corporates. He sort of
David
made a life.
Crow. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And Dwight Slade. In
Dwight
Portland,
Slade,
you know?
Yeah.
And so he was also assistant coach at University of Washington, the track team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was all happening, and he's working, and he does Dry Bar, which is Keith Barony.
No. It's a Mormon thing. Dry Bar is a...
Yeah, but isn't that... Doesn't Keith Barony...
Keith Barony is one of the guys who has booked some people to do it. But there's... I was offered it from him. I was offered it from... Bent Washburn was in touch with some of these guys.
Okay.
And it
that
pays...
guy's funny. I just worked with
Bent Washburn?
A couple months. Yeah.
Oh, the guy's funny. A monster.
Oh, my God.
The guy's one of the funniest guys...
Yeah.
...ever.
Yeah.
Find Bent Washburn. Yes. Okay, anyway,
B-E-N-G-T.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's outstanding. It's not. It's partially owned by Mormons.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it has
everyone's
to be super
doing
squeaky
clean material.
Rontowski did one.
Yes.
And she mentioned, I think, the word God, and then did a save that they kept. And
did she say, oh my God, or something like that?
I think she said,
she
oh my God.
It?
Yes.
Oh, and they.
And they usually cut that stuff out. Like literally that's how squeaky it has to be.
Wow.
And you get voted up or down.
Oh my God.
By the Mormons,
no!
by the listeners, the
oh
cuckoo,
my God.
And paid because of the ups and downs.
Yeah, that's
like it's
horrifying.
A flat.
But
and
the good thing is Brad Upton has enough clean material.
Does he have like
Fool a Mormon?
It's the name of his album.
He said
actually.
Like 10 million views on his thing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much money that transfers. I mean, directly. I mean, maybe he'll get other gigs from it. I'm sure he will, but I don't, you know, you should always have to
supposedly
rely on other
pays.
Gigs paying for things. But
supposedly
I wonder how
it
much,
pays per up.
Yeah.
Per thumbs
but
up.
Like how much? And
don't know.
Does it? So Rontowski knows. Per view, you actually have to give it a thumbs up.
Rontowski's dry bar set has 900,000.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's great.
900,000 views,
it's
which
probably
is crazy.
A million by now. Yeah, last we checked was 900.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. They asked me to do it. I couldn't face it.
I had
already done.
How much time did they want you to do?
They want 2 45-minute sets, I think.
What?
Yeah, they want 2 45-minute sets, and they may put them together.
I know some people do the same one twice, though, too.
Or like, oh, I was told they wanted two different 45s. And I was like, and it would only paid like $2,000 or $3,000. It was Tommy Ryman did it.
Okay.
And Tommy Ryman, Minneapolis comic. He was on America's Got Talent, I think.
Yeah.
He's a great comic.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of people who did it, and they came to it from different angles and bookers and stuff. But if you've got the squeak, because it's a 6-camera shoot,
it's nice.
It's beautiful.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, and Brad Upton, it's called Dry Bar, and it just has to be.
But
not,
I found it
not
on,
necessarily
it was on,
kid friendly, but it has to be squeaky clean.
It was on Facebook, you know.
Oh, did you see an ad or something?
Just, no, it just popped up on Facebook, so it. I'm already suspicious, you know, but I mean, I hope that it leads to more stuff for Upton and Karen.
Sure.
You know,
well, it can't hurt because I think they get a copy of it as well.
Big deal.
I know. But I mean, maybe you can print it and make DVDs to sell.
No one buys DVDs.
I sell DVDs.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know me, I'll sell whatever.
But is it like Comedy Time where, you know, Brad Upton could be like the next Angela Johnson because somebody saw 50, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, maybe.
That would be amazing if you could start playing theaters and stuff based off of that.
I don't know. Like, you know, Ryan Hamilton?
Yeah.
He
opens for Seinfeld, right?
He does open for Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He told me he just moved into Seinfeld's building.
Yeah. I think he bought a studio apartment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, things are going well. And but he's such a nice guy. He's just a really good
guy. He also
had
a Netflix special, so that's a little... there's your down payment right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's, or something. But we don't have to speculate on Ryan Hamilton's financial
he's
state.
Doing
we
fine.
Could. He's doing fine, though.
let's do a Patreon podcast where we speculate on comedians' financial situations. let's just start thinking. Let's go. How much the next paid one will be? How much does Wanda Sykes make? And we'll just guess. And we're gonna like pull
don't
out.
Don't you
want to
have Wanda Sykes on
no!
the show?
No. Don't even tell her about it. No.
She'd have to pay to get behind the paywall to find out what we think she makes for a living.
That's right.
That would be hilarious. I'm gonna have a conversation with the Patreon people next, and you've already half set up a page.
I set up
right?
a page. Yeah, I just gotta hook it up to our page,
and we have to do something.
And also have to set it.
I've gotten a lot of suggestions.
A bank account that.
Yeah.
So
you have a corporate account. Don't
I do.
You?
That's right. I just want you to trust me with our.
I do.
Patreon.
I do.
Okay.
I know where you live. And so, yeah. I love that you Venmo'd the wrong person half the sticker.
Oh my
thing.
God. I gave somebody else $300 for a few minutes. For
did you
like
get
a
it
couple,
back?
Actually, a couple
she
days.
She Venmo'd the wrong money to a different telephone number.
Well, yeah. I thought it was your phone number. But I guess it was a landline or that person wasn't. I don't know what happened, but I was in a panic when you're like, that's not my phone number.
That's not my phone. I never got that money. And I was like, and then you did it right. And I was like,
yeah.
Did she just pay for all of the stickers? But
no,
you
they,
got it back?
They got it back.
Oh, that's great.
Because they couldn't find that person either.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That's ideal. And so this week I am doing a themed where I tell a story. Uh-huh. About a cheese ball song I like, and then I sing with Andy Wood and Brian Cook's band.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Guilty Treasure. Huh?
Yeah.
Guilty Treasure.
That's something I wouldn't want to do, but I'm glad you are.
It's something that says to me, wow, you really need the attention, I guess. Or I've always wanted to, I mean, I am a team singer. So I don't know. Like, I used to host karaoke back in the early 90s.
Yesterday? Oh, yeah.
Because it was part of the deal to get stage time at the Comedy Gallery in Minneapolis.
Oh, my God, right.
And you had to host the karaoke. But so I can sing a couple of songs, but I'm not. I mean, you know how, like, overproduced karaoke tracks are.
Yeah.
If there's a real band, I can't imagine I'm going to sound like anything but off key. Mm-hmm. So please come to Three Clubs on Tuesday night.
It's a cute little space.
It is a cute space. I did a show there with Miley Flanagan once and Nancy Carell and
cool.
Wayne. Not Wayne.
Wayne Fetterman.
Mm-mm. And not Wayne Brady. I'm spacing the guy's
my
name.
Only comedy Waynes.
Those are your comedy Waynes, because his name isn't Wayne.
Billy Wayne.
Billy Wayne? Nope. That's a...
Jeff Wayne, Big Daddy Barbecue guy. You know that guy? What?
I don't like you.
How straight-faced
you
said that hilarious thing.
Just all business. I don't like
either of you. Anyway. That was his nickname. I like... I miss comics when they're dumb nicknames. We used to have this... There was a guy named King the Heat. King the Heat.
King
the
Heat.
He would bring the heat because he brought the heat, Jackie, every time he was on stage.
Did he, and then did he really bring the heat?
Jerome, the one-man entertainment squad. He just did impressions.
You know, Bubbles got his...
Larry Bubbles Brown. Yeah.
Larry Bubbles Brown.
That's ironic. I like him when they're just like, I'm bringing the heat.
The commitment?
I'm sure you're bringing the heat.
You like when it's the commitment of the person?
When it's like a wrestler name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When's that coming back? Someone do that.
There was a guy that I opened for in probably 98, and it was my first week featuring on the road. I don't know, but for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was... Cowboy Billy, I think it was, and he was from Louisville.
Cowboy Bill Martin?
Maybe. Did he used to be Boston Bill Martin?
Yes, there's some guy.
He changed his town, and his accent and his act.
And his hat, right?
And his hat.
Yeah.
He used to wear a Red Sox hat.
Oh my God.
He changed it to a cowboy hat. And
ridiculous.
I opened for him when he was Cowboy Bill. And he was a very nice man, by the way.
Yeah.
Cannot remember any of his jokes, but always a bad sign. Always a bad sign. It's you got to remember the dragon everybody rides.
Who is that other cowboy comic? He's still. I just saw him on a billboard when I was doing the Lincoln City Festival. I saw him when I was driving there. He was playing some casino, and it looked awful and great at the same time. I'm like, you got a billboard, but that seems horrific. It's not Bill Engvall. Somebody, Rodney Carrington, remember?
Oh, Rodney Carrington.
Yeah.
Which we talked about him because I drove his car one night.
Yes, and he would, if he didn't like the crowd, he charged more for his t-shirts. That's genius. Oh, yes, 25 if he didn't like the crowd, 20 if he liked them.
That makes me like him more. That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, he did. He did have a healthy hatred of the audience.
It didn't make any sense. So you asked me the funniest question via text, which was, can we bring merch to Montreal?
Can we? We can't,
right?
It
is a pile of haircuts. They don't want us trying to make any money.
There's going
to
be no regular people.
There's regular people from Montreal, but the whole city is just going to be crawling with assistants and agents and managers and everybody who's found any excuse to get a free trip to Montreal,
of course, like ourselves.
But, like, because there's no money in it for the comics. You know, they put the new faces up at, like, some tent city.
What? They're not staying at the Delta?
The Hyatt?
Yeah.
No. They're staying at it's some, like, apartments or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's different. They used to stay, we used to all stay in the same hotel.
Yep. And
do they have just way more acts now?
That's a nice. You're such a nice person. I don't know that.
I try to look on the bright side.
Well, I think the guy who owned it was ousted because of some sexual misconduct.
Yes.
And then there's new owners. Did you get invited to the brunch? Did you get that?
Not yet.
Well,
why would I? Why Is there, when's the brunch?
There's a brunch.
What
on,
day?
On the Friday that we're doing our show, there's a brunch. In other
How come
words,
you're getting all these, you know what, I got to ask my agent. Maybe they're emailing you directly.
I did end up talking to them directly at one point because I'm flying in and they only, I was like, there was my, there was too many people. I was like, I got to cut out the middleman and find out if I can just get a hotel room from 11 p.m. earlier. And I could. So it all worked out.
So we're staying in the same hotel probably?
Yeah, the Hyatt. Okay. That's where
The Delta Lounge is?
I don't know what that is. What's the Delta Lounge?
That's the lounge where I haven't been there since. Last time I was there, I was pregnant. I was doing Masters.
Wow.
Cat Williams. I was on the same show with Cat Williams.
Wow.
Who was kooky.
I got to meet George Wallace last time I went, two years ago.
Oh, cool.
And it was, I was just like, hello, George Wallace. And he was like, hi. Because he's him all the time. So he's not wowed at all to meet George Wallace.
I am just going to be out the entire time. I feel like I just want to, I don't know. I'm past
when are you getting
hoping.
In? You're going in.
I'm coming in on Tuesday, but I just want to hang out. And I used to hole up and be a hermit, but I feel like, I'll see my friends next time or something like that. But I don't know. People are dying. We're all getting older. Like, I want to see my friends.
They're all dying now. Get in quick under the wire.
Seriously.
And but I have to say this is that the pass that you'll get, some of it won't get you in.
Right.
To some of the shows, which is a drag.
The only show I'd like to see Hannah's show if I can. I guess this is the last time she's going to perform. It's at Montreal.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see, there's this YouTuber my son loves. You know, the guy I bought tickets to see?
Yeah.
He's in fucking Montreal. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
No, Gersh represents this amazing YouTube lady that I can't remember her name. But
if I could meet him during one of the parties.
You'd
and
finally
just
impress the boy?
Get him to say, like, get well soon, you know, in my son's name.
Sign a visor. Get him to sign a visor.
No. Just make a little tape or something. Keep your visors off my children's head. But he had major surgery on Monday.
Yeah, he did.
He
looks all right.
He's looking better.
Yeah.
He was in horrific pain Monday night and Tuesday night. And I felt guilty about leaving him for spots. Not guilty enough
I'm
to
so
quit.
I'm so sad.
To cancel.
No, take care of yourself. You have my cell number. And well, click.
Well, I didn't take anything Monday night.
Okay.
Because he had surgery on Monday.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. And then I thought Tuesday, you know, I had two spots. I'm like, he'll be fine. So he's not fine. He was shaking and his body was hot. And I'm like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't feel that fever. Because I have a spot at Flappers. And I need to be working material out for
Flappers?
and the erotic pleasure play.
Oh, right. Pleasure chest.
Yes, yeah.
15% off, you guys.
I didn't have time to buy vibrators. I had to go back to my son.
All right.
But I stayed home on Wednesday and he was fine. I'm like, hey, I could have gone out if you're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to tell how ill he's going to be. Okay, so I understand
They took his IT band, it runs from your knee to your hip socket, right? It's very long. They took 80% of his right IT band off, out. They snipped it, they pulled it out, and they turned it into a ligament. And then they sewed that ligament into place where it will act as an ACL.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has a lot of cuts. He has a lot of entry points that they had to go into. And it's a lot. He's going to have a long recovery.
Okay. So when he can't go to school, well, luckily it's summer, I suppose. But
yeah, it's a perfect summer for anyone. You know what? How I was saying 12's the year. What's he going to remember 12? Pain. Just pain.
Or,
I don't even know what that
or
means.
Or he's going to make it through Fortnite and he's going to be the best Fortnite player ever.
Perhaps. Right.
All right. Maybe that's the triumph of the summer of 2018.
But I'm at the point where we're not going to go on vacation. So I told my agent, hey, if anyone, you know, I have these weeks open in August. If anyone cancels, whatever, let me know. So I got a week at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. So Thursday through Sunday. And so I'm going to talk to the doctor Thursday, a week from today, and ask him if I can fly my kid out to Cincinnati. Which I don't
it's
think
it's a great vacation town, Cincinnati.
It's just like Germany. Come on, but it's something, right?
It is something.
And
Now, I was also wondering, so say he says no, I can't fly, but I could, could I drive out there? If I left on Tuesday morning, I come home from New York Monday night. I leave on Tuesday morning.
What?
And we drive, it's 33 hours. If we drive 3 11-hour days, we're in Cincinnati in time for the Thursday night show.
I love this hand that goes up. Then we're there. Then we're there. 33 hours, 3 11-hour days.
Rent like a really comfy car.
When was the last time you drove an 11-hour day?
It's been a while.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But I mean, that would be kind of a cool adventure. Or what if we fly out? Because the next week I have off.
He has,
it's his last week off before school. I rent a car in Cincinnati and we drive back slowly.
Better idea.
So I just have to be able to fly him out there in his current cast.
Right, he's got to get a bulkhead or something. And because that's what Vargas did. Because he ripped his ACL.
Right.
And he had to fly coach from Africa.
Oh my God. I was just going to ask someone did that. That was Vargas Mason.
That was Vargas Mason.
So he did not have his ACL treated at that point?
No. He did. He got two surgeries when he got back to LA.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in so much pain.
Yeah, I don't want my son to go through that.
No, not at all.
But I mean, can he be flying with that air pressure and
it's
all that
the pressure
kind of
and the cast that you have to figure out. Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, I'll ask a surgeon. But then, yeah, we could drive.
You don't want to ask me with my poli sci degree? I say he can't. Which do you got a degree, Kyle?
I have several.
Yeah, several degrees. Do you have anything that could weigh in on this ACL thing flying? Not even a little? No? Maybe in English?
It's two flights. No one flies directly to Cincinnati. So there would be a layover.
There would be a depressure.
Yeah, stretch out.
Stretch out, maybe. Okay. Yeah. A lot of water.
He can't bend his knee for
a lot of
five
water,
more weeks.
A lot of water. How's the thing? Oh, wait.
Were you,
I was going to ask you if you guys were here when it was 116 degrees.
No, but I fucking... Plants died left and right because
my entire garden.
These two hobbled people couldn't water anything.
Andy tried to water. It wouldn't have mattered.
No.
Our hedge, we have a camellia hedge. I swear to God, it looks like it burst into flames. It's all it's black and brown.
It hurts. I came home. I was like, what the fuck?
Andy was devastated. I was heartbroken because no tomato sandwiches, no tomato salad. I was like, all of my tomato plants got
fried. Tomato
just
sandwich
fried.
Now. I'm starving.
Yeah, well.
But what about your bougainvillea?
The bougainvillea lived, weirdly
enough.
They
do pretty well.
As
they
did the palmaria. The orange and the lemon tree both lived, and the Chinese elm is doing fine.
Do you have a jacaranda?
And we have a jacaranda that was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, but the bougainvillea, which is trying to climb up our trellis, is fine. And we're psyched that it lived.
I'm glad. Yeah, they do pretty well.
And the weird grapevine that we planted one year will not die. So it could die at any time. We would be okay with it. We chop it back every year. Every year, grape leaves. And it just mocks me because I don't make the dolmades.
I want grapes. I don't want tomatoes. I want grapes.
Oh, I should have brought you tomatoes. Carmen Morales and I went to the Rinaldi Farms, which is like a farm stand that has really good tomatoes.
I've never heard of it.
It's up off the 405 in Rinaldi.
Oh, I've heard of Rinaldi. Maybe
yeah,
that's
the
why
Rinaldi
I
exit.
Heard of the farms.
And there's like it's great. It's really fun at Halloween too because they do hay bales and it's where we get our pumpkins. It's a Rinaldi Farms. It's not called it anymore. I think it's called Four Terrace. But
Kyle, how much time have we done?
I don't blame you.
You got 8 minutes.
Eight more minutes. Oh. So I'm in town, and then we're going to Montreal, and I got other new stickers.
For us?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, cool.
I know it. I've gone a little nuts because you asked me for a photo, and so I decided...
For our Patreon page?
For the Patreon page, and so I ended up getting 1,000 of those.
Oh, hey, cool. I like those. How much do I owe somebody that has a phone number that's similar to yours but isn't?
Right. I'll tell you. Okay. I don't know what. But I got smaller ones because the other ones were 4 inches by 4 inches, which are kind of big. These are just 3x3. So.
I had a book reading in Minneapolis at Majors and Quinn.
Right on Nicollet.
A street, yeah.
On Nicollet. On Nicollet Mall.
It was fun.
good. It looked good. I liked the photos.
Like at 10 till, and I was like, oh, fuck, no one's here. There's 50 chairs out. And then it filled up pretty well, and no one sat right up front, so there were people standing behind. And
No one ever stands right. It was like, it's a book reading. What do you think is going to happen? I think what it is they're like, well, I'm going to want to leave. And I want to just not
I'm
be
reading
sitting.
And I want to leave. I get it. Yeah, and I did see somebody looking at their phone, and it's weird because you can't necessarily indulge your comedy club instinct of, give me your fucking phone right now.
No, you were there in a bookstore. As long as they're not talking, I think it's okay.
That was cool. I sold some books that I didn't bring enough. I brought way too many to Bloomington and not enough to Acme, but it's a science, I guess, an imperfect science.
It's an imperfect science, and then... Yeah, I was work avoiding for 2 days trying to not write the thing for Audible.
Welcome to the writer's life.
Yeah, I guess
you're so. You're haunted every day, aren't you?
Haunted
you
every day.
You wake up with shit you got to do that you don't want to do.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. I was like, hey, because I was telling Andy yesterday, I'm like, I just fear that the guy's going to email me from the publisher. And say, how you doing?
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
And I was like, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you how I'm doing.
Yeah.
How about that?
I hope they know not to do that. That's the worst. But then you anticipating that email is also horrible.
It's also pretty bad.
There's nothing good about it except being done. Hey, look at these pants. These are my new travel pants. They're made of bamboo. I got them in Minneapolis. They are great pants. They have a pocket. They're comfy.
We got to be at an hour. We have to be at an hour. Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
There's a place that's going out of business called Say Chic. It's right. I knew normally it wouldn't, but it's on Second Avenue.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
In New York City?
It's near Monte Carlo. That's all I know.
Oh, my God.
No, in Minneapolis.
Oh, in Minneapolis.
So I go in, and they never have anything my size at these places. It's all like sixes and stuff like that. And but they did. They have these pants, and they're so comfy.
Right.
And I feel like these are my new overnight red-eye pants, and they're going to change my red-eye experience.
Well, my God. The flight to JFK, we got flat beds.
What?
We got Delta One.
I want to fucking hit you.
It was so amazing, quite honestly. We got bumped up to first class every single leg of the trip.
Did you have to pay any points for that?
No.
God.
No, it's
damn.
Just Maria's already at gold. I'm still at.
Is it because she's famous or because you guys both have like the,
we both
they
have
know who
too
she
many,
is?
No. Somebody, a couple people did come up to her and say that they liked her stuff.
Were they the gate attendants?
No,
stuff?
No. It was just
so you guys
normal
are just
humans.
Getting bumped up because you've been flying Delta forever.
Yeah, it's just a sign that because that we're never home. And so it's the trade you make.
Did you sleep at all?
No, she did. I didn't. There was also some large children who were in Delta One that I was like, you don't deserve this.
No, they don't.
But they were giant boys. Like they were like 15-year-olds that were like 6'2".
Yeah.
So they were probably happy as clams to be stretched out.
But they don't appreciate it. I still think of that mint flight I paid for as $1,000 so I could feel fresh for my reading.
Mm-hmm.
It felt so good. I was looking at mints. I was like, maybe I should treat myself so I'm fresh at Montreal. Now I'm like, I got to treat myself it's so expensive. And then even using points, it's like 90,000 points.
Right. It's a lot of points.
I have 14,000 left right now at the moment. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm thinking of
but I got my
Montreal.
Bamboo pants. I'm ready to go.
I'm thinking of getting a facial before I go, and maybe get a haircut before Montreal, because I gotta get a haircut for the haircuts.
Get a haircut because the last time we got a haircut, it looked awesome.
Right.
So get a haircut.
So get a haircut.
I'm getting my hair done.
You're gonna get a hair done?
Yeah.
All right.
Next, I'm doing it on this Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So
hey, we turn 53 next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Glee.
There's nothing to be done about it. And
I know.
But
you know what? We should just think of the people that haven't turned, that did not get to turn 53.
Are we in an hour? Son of a bitch.
Geraldo, Patrice.
Right.
Right? I mean, we
Peg Bauer.
I don't know Peg Bauer.
She was a Minneapolis comic that I really liked. Good.
But our careers were not have never been as successful as theirs, but, you know, we're still here. You never
fine.
Know.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. I still think of you and me as up-and-comers because we haven't gotten what we feel we deserve. Hey, you know I'm serious.
Kyle's not wrong. Kyle is correct to laugh. Because, you know what we are? We're established.
No.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I speak many languages.
I want to be a new face this year at Montreal.
Then you can stay in the tent city, and one of them would love to stay in your beautiful room at the Hyatt and get a free water. Wow. So
you don't feel like that? You feel like I don't feel like I'm on the downslide. You know, I feel like I'm still climbing up and up and up, trying to reach something.
Right. What are we looking for? what are we reaching for?
I don't know. Social stars? Security, Medicare.
Hands on the feet on the ground, Dr. Demento. Anyone? anyone else? 53? Just me? Okay.
I'll be 53 4 days before you.
That's right. That's right. You will be. And
you know who else is going to be 53? Or just turned? Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields?
We're the same age as Brooke. She's May 31st.
Oh, wow. All right, mm-hmm. she's already 53.
I've always tracked celebrities who was exactly Courtney Love's like a year older than us.
Okay,
just to see like how they're doing compared to me.
Oh my God,
they're all
so
doing better, by the way.
They're all
well. Brooke Shields is kicking my ass again for the 41st year in a row. She was famous when we were 12, and she was ahead of me, and she's still going. God damn it!
That's it. That's got to be an hour.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.